各位微信的奉献者，大家早上好！今天是2019年4月5日，星期五。我们今天有非常的荣幸的能够听到我们亲爱的 Kavi Chandra Maharaj 为我们讲述今天的国家黄色的早课，继续聆听 Hare Krishna。
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
This is Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, verse 25.
Yanti deva vrita deva Nishinya Nishin vrataha Bhutani yanti bhuteja yanti madhya jino pimaham. Yanti deva utadeva pitrin yanti pitrin vrtaham. Bhutani yanti bhuteja yanti madhya jino pimaham.Yanti deva vrita deva pitrin yanti pitrin vrita Bhutani yanti bhuteja yanti madhya jino pima Still there?
Yes, Maharaj, I'm still here.
Okay, word for word is Yanti.
So it's Yanti.
Go.
去
Something's wrong with the connection here.
Maharaj, sorry, the voice is very broken.
Devavrata.
Devavrata.
Worshippers of the demigods.
崇拜半身人的人。
Devan.
Devan.
To the demigod.
到半神人那里。
Pitrin.
Pitrin.
To the ancestors.
到祖先那里。
Yanti.
Yanti.
Go.
Si.
Pitri Vrataha.
Pitri Vrataha.
Worshippers of the ancestors.
崇拜祖先的人。
Bhutani.
Bhutani.
To the ghosts and spirits.
鬼魂和精灵那里。
Yanti.
Yanti.
Go.
去。
Bhutta Ija.
Bhutta Ija.
Worships of the ghosts and spirits.
崇拜鬼魂和精灵的人。
Yanti.
Yanti.
Go.
去。
Mat.
Mat.
My.
我的。
Yajina.
Yajina.
Devotees.
奉献者。
Api.
Api.
But.
但是。
Mom.
Mom.
To me.
像我。
Those who worship the ghost will take birth among the. Those who worship the demigods will take birth among the demigods. Those who worship the ancestors go to the ancestors. Those who worship ghosts and spirits will take birth among such beings. And those who worship me will live with me.
译文：崇拜半神人的人将在半神人中投生，崇拜祖先的人到祖先那里去。崇拜鬼魂和精灵的人到那些生物体中投生，崇拜我的人将与我生活在一起。
The report.
要旨。
Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada.
A.C.
Bhaktivedanta. Chapter 9, verse 25. Those who worship the demigods take birth. Are you hearing me? That went really bad.
Well, I hear you. The voice sometimes is kind of good, but sometimes it's kind of broken. But I think we can just keep.
Let's try again.
Okay. Yeah? 三姐，姑姑下去了。姑姑说，她说那个你要在里面边试试。
Okay, I think we got a better connection now.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. 9:25 translation again. Those who worship the demigods will take birth among the demigods. Those who worship the ancestors go to the ancestors. Those who worship ghosts and spirits will take birth among such beings.And those who worship me will live with me.
佛家梵歌第九章第二十五诗节的译文：崇拜半神人的人将在半神人中投生，崇拜祖先的人到祖先那里去，崇拜灵魂和精灵的人在那些生物中投生，崇拜我的人将与我生活在一起。
Report by His Divine Grace. If one has any desire to go to the moon, the sun, or any other planet, one can attain that desired destination by following specific Vedic principles recommended for that purpose, such as the process technically known as Darsha or Namasi.These are vividly described in the Fruit of Activities portion of the Vedas, which recommends a specific worship of demigods situated on different heavenly planets. Similarly, one can attain the Pitta planet by performing a specific yajna. Similarly, one can go to many ghostly planets and become a yaksha, rakshasa, or pishacha. Pishacha worship is called black arts or black magic. There are many men who practice this black arts.And they think that it is spiritualism. But such activities are completely materialistic. Similarly, a pure devotee who worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead only achieves the planets of Vaikuntha and Krishnaloka. Without a doubt, this is very easy to understand through this important verse. and if by simply worshipping the demigods one can achieve the heavenly planets, or by worshipping the pitas achieve the pita planets, or by practicing the black arts achieve the ghostly planets, why can the pure devotee not achieve the planet of Krishna or Vishnu? Unfortunately, many people have no information of these sublime planets where Krishna and Vishnu live.
要旨由圣人提供，要想去月亮、太阳或其他星球，就可以通过遵从经典推荐的专为帮助人达到的这一目标而制定的伟达原则，到达要去的目的地。这类程序中有一种程序是在满月和新月时举行的仪式，加上 Purnamasi。 这些在伟达经有关风俗性活动的篇章里有清楚的描述。伟达经在有关风俗性活动的篇章里推荐了同伴不同天堂星球上不同伴随人的特定方法。举行某种特定的祭祀，就能够到达祖先其他星球去。同样，人可以到许多鬼魂星球上去。 成为一个 Yaksha，或Pishasha。Pishasha崇拜称为巫术，有许多练这种巫术的人以为这种活动是很灵性的，但它实际上完全是物质的。同样，只崇拜至尊至高守神的纯粹奉献者，必定到达瓦昆塔星球和 Krishna Loka。从这节重要的诗中，我们不难明白。 如果只崇拜半神人，就能够到达天堂星球；崇拜祖先，就能够到达祖先的星球去；而崇拜巫术，就到了灵魂居住的星球去。那么，纯粹的奉献者必定到巫术或巫术的星球去。不幸的是，很多人困难的从常心之，是因为自己的无知而损失。 非人格的神之者，甚至会从阳光之上降下来。那知觉行动，因此把崇拜崇高的信心传给全人类，使人唱吟诵吟唱哈利克萨曼陀罗，能够在天空中达到完美，回归家园，到走神的身边。
Yes, Maharaj.
Om Agyana Timiranda Syaganandjana Shalakaya Chatsur Militanyena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sajjatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sabadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitam Cha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvisesha Srinivadi Paschacha Desa Tarane Vansha Kalpa Chudishka Kripa Sindhubya Ezacha Pachitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Another one of Krishna's promises that we can go back to Godhead if we worship Him. But, of course, what that means, worship Him all the time. Think of me, become my devotee.
那么所以Krishna在这里面给我们的另外一个承诺，就是如果我们要是能够崇拜他的话，那么我们就能够回到他的身边，和他在一起。 那这也就意味着我们要无时无刻的去崇拜他，去想着他。
So in many parts of the world, especially in Southeast Asia, many people worship ghosts and spirits.
那在这个世界的很多地方，特别是在东南亚的地方呢，有很多人都在崇拜着鬼魂和精灵。
Because they think, you know, they think they can worship some ghosts to protect them from other ghosts or something.
因为他们就觉得，如果他们要是去崇拜某种鬼魂的话呢，那么这个鬼魂呢就可以保护他们受其他的鬼魂的侵扰。
Or like it says in the purport, there's the black arts where they're worshiping the ghost to have the ghost make trouble for someone else.
那我们在这个要旨里面呢还提到了巫术，巫术也就意味着他会去崇拜这个鬼魂，然后呢再让这个鬼魂呢去给其他的人捣乱。
So they say, like in America anyway, this is becoming more and more common. More people are, they think it's spiritual, but the ghosts are not exactly material, but they're not spiritual, they're subtle.
那么在现在在美国呢，这个事就变成了越来越盛行的一种方法。那么很多的这种人，美国人呢，他们觉得是要这个以灵性的这个生活去崇拜鬼魂，他们觉得这是灵性的，但其实呢。就崇拜鬼魂这件事情是完全无知的。
So then, like in Africa and Southeast Asia, you find many people saying, you know, we'll give you some to counteract the curses and counteract the black magic.
那所以说，如果在非洲的话，还有就是在南印，就是东南亚，你都会看到很多人会跟你说，那我会给你一个东西，让你去抵消掉这个诅咒。
But people who worship ghosts and things like that, they're going to become ghosts.
但是如果要是有人有这样的想法，并且想要去崇拜鬼魂的人呢，最后他自己也会成为鬼魂。
Prabhupada, one of the first books Prabhupada wrote is called Easy Journey to Other Planets.
释迦牟尼佛他写的其中的头一本书就是《简易的星际旅行》。
And that is describing this idea that, you know, if you worship the demigod, you can go to that planet.
那在这本书里面呢，他就描述了这个说法，就是如果你要是去崇拜半神人的话，你会去到半神人的星球。
But that's after we leave this body.
但是那个呢，是在我们离开了这具躯体之后。
So Prabhupada said he was telling one man about that, and the man asked him, "Can you come back?"
然后呢，释迦牟尼佛就说呢，他问了，就是他把这个答案给了那个一个人，然后这个人呢就问他，他说那之后还能不能再回来
？And Prabhupada said, "No, you can't come back. You live on that planet, get a body."
然后释迦牟尼佛就说呢，你不会再回来了，你就会一直就生活在那个半神人的那个星球里面。
So he said, "Well, I don't want to go now."
那然后这个人就说呢，那这样的话，那我就不想去了。
He's attached to his life here also.
因为呢，他也非常的依附于他在这个世界的这个生活。
So we find this kind of description, you know, in many places in Bhagavad Gita. If one dies in the mode of goodness, then he can attain the heavenly planets, and if he dies in the mode of passion, then he can stay on the earth and try to enjoy here in the mode of ignorance can take lower birth than the animals.
那我们在佛家梵歌里面呢，有很多地方都能够看到这样的说法，就是如果你要是在善良形态中死去的话呢，你就能够去到天堂天宿；如果你要是在激情形态中死去的话呢，那么你就会留在这个地球星宿，并且呢继续在地球星宿去享受在这个地方的这些这些活动。那么如果要是在愚昧形态下死去的话呢，那么就只能够去到地狱的星球了。
But the real point of the Bhagavad Gita and all the Bhakti Shastras is that we can go to be with Krishna. We can, but like this purport says, most people don't even know about those planets. They know about the Indraloka and places of all kinds of sense gratification, but they don't know the spiritual world where everything is just service to Krishna.
但是呢，在佛家梵歌里面，以及在整个的 我们的这个奉爱经典里面所要教给我们的一个主要的实质，就是说我们要回到 Krishna 的经典去，有一个就是 Krishna Loka 这么一个地方。那么在这个地方呢，大家最主要做的这个事情呢，就是去服务 Krishna， 然后在这里面去享受灵性的快乐。但是大部分的人根本就不知道有这么一个地方，他们只知道就是在物质上，在物质世界里面有这种物质世界的观想乐。
So Krishna very kindly only 5,000 years ago, he actually appeared on Earth with his, you know, he manifested this spiritual world here, the Goloka, so that we could become attracted.
那 Sri Krishna 他非常的仁慈，他在5000年以前呢，降临在了这个物质世界，并且呢，把灵性世界的把灵性世界在物质世界以 Goloka 的这个形式展现了出来。这样的话呢，可以使我们能够有一个实质的地方去被吸引。
And then even more mercifully, 500 years ago, Lord Chaitanya came and showed us how to really remember Krishna all the time, how to observe Krishna, how to practice.
然后Krishna 更仁慈的地方呢，就是在500年以前，他以主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的形式显现，并且呢告诉我们，给我们展示了如何时刻都想Krishna，如何时刻的在一起，如何时刻的服务他。
How to surrender, chant the holy name.
那如何通过唱诵圣名来皈依臣服？
Then naturally, when we're chanting Krishna, and we see that it's so wonderful, we want to know more about Krishna. So, Prabhupada gave us all the literature, also the Bhagavatam, especially Srimad Bhagavatam.
所以说呢，当我们在唱诵圣名的时候呢，我们就觉得这一切是在太美妙了，然后我们就非常自然的希望能够了解更多的关于 Krishna 的信息。所以呢，Srila Prabhupada也把圣典波迦瓦坛整部的著作给予了我们。
So the Goswamis, it says, you know, they study very carefully all the Vedic literature.To extract the essence of it and give it to us.
所以这些 Goswami 们，他们是仔细的研习着这些经典，并且呢，把经典中的实质的这些精髓的知识提炼了出来，完了把它们给予我们。
And then Srila Prabhupada, he studied very carefully all the writings of the six Goswamis.
然后 Srila Prabhupada 呢，他又非常的仔细的研读了由六位 Goswami 所著写的著作。
And gave us exactly, you know, what's just right for us from all the writings of the six Goswamis.
并且呢，把六位 Goswami 们的所有的这些著作里面的这些精髓部分给提取了出来，然后把这些给了我们。
So now we have everything. We know about the ultimate goal. We know about the topmost planets.
所以现在呢，我们就有了所有的这些信息。我们知道什么是我们最终的目标，我们也知道那个最崇高的精素。
In some Buddhist scripture, we might find mention that there is, you know, that mentions all these planets. You know, the heavenly planets. It even mentioned that there's a higher planet, the blissful world.But no details are given about what goes on there.
那么在很多的这个佛学的著作里面呢，我们也知道了很多的关于这些星宿的描述，并且呢也知道了就是在这些天堂星宿之上呢还有更美妙的地方。但是在这些书籍里面呢，并没有非常细致的告诉我们去到了这些星宿会有一些什么样的活动。
Or in a Christian, they talk about the kingdom of God, but.No other information practically is given.
比如说像基督徒们，他们也描述了关于神的国度，但是呢，他们并没有给我们更多的这个清晰的这个信息，告诉我们在这个神的国度里面到底有些什么，有些什么样的活动。
At least, you know, from the name Kingdom of God, we should understand at least God is the King. You know.
但是呢，就是从神的
国度里呢，
啊，那么我们至少可以知道国人他在那个国度里面他是国王。
We'll find it, especially in Buddhist scriptures and in Srimad Bhagavatam, details of the hellish planet.
You mean in the Buddhist scriptures and in the
very detailed descriptions of hellish planet.
Okay, 那么就是在这个圣典薄伽瓦坛里面也好，还有就是在这个佛教的这个书籍里面也好，他们都非常的细致的描述了跟星球里面的东西。
You know, and they're real. Many people think, well, that's just imaginary, but it's real.
很多人呢觉得这是像出来的，但其实是真实存在的。
And that's supposed to inspire people, just like when you hear about the prison, you think, I don't want to break the law because I don't want to go to the prison.
那么就好像是激励人们，就是用这个。监狱里面的信息呢，去激励人们，使人们听了这个信息以后呢，就想哦，这个地方可是我不想去的地方，所以我要好好的奉公守法，我不能够打破了这个法律，然后去被关起来。
But in the Vedic literature, especially Srimad Bhagavatam and different Puranas, we have very detailed descriptions of the Goloka Vrindavan and all the relationships with Krishna and all the different kinds of devotees.
但是呢，在所有的伟大经典里面，以及在所有的这些 Purana 往事书里面，都给了我们非常细致清晰的图景，你告诉我们就像 Goloka 这样的这个高等星球里面的具体的这个信息是什么，并且还告诉了我们和 Krishna 之间的相互的和就是相互的这种互动都有些什么。
So we should hear about that more and more.
现在我们就应该越来越多的去聆听这方面的信息。
We should take advantage of the efforts and work of the Goswamis and all the Acharyas and then Srila Prabhupada to give us this information.
现在我们要好好的努力的去学习由这些 Goswami 们，就是 Acharya 们，还有 Srila Prabhupada 所给予我们的这些信息。
And not telling us how to go there.
Sorry?
It's also giving us all the information how to go there.
因为呢，在这些信息里面也给了我们非常细致的怎么去到这些高等星宿的信息。
Modern, whoever it is, talking about going to the moon or going to Mars or something, but they say there's nothing there, so why would anybody want to go there?
那么在当代社会呢，不管是谁在谈论关于去月球也好，或者去火星也好，但是呢，他们所说的在这些地方根本就没有任何的活动存在，也没有任何人生活。所以既然是这样的话，那怎么会吸引人去到那儿？谁想要去到那里呢
？There's no air we can breathe. They say there's not even any kind of life. What you speak of human life, no animals, no trees, nothing. Why would anybody want to go there when we have already such a perfect planet?
那么他们说呢，就是这个地方是没有空气，没有可以吸的空气，而且呢，在这个地方没有任何的动物体，所以呢，也就更不用说有人不存在了。在这个地方没有任何的植物，也没有任何的动物，所以那怎么会吸引我们去到那儿呢？因为我们现在已经在了一个非常完美的地方了。
But we hear about the spiritual world, and that's.A perfect place where there's unlimited variety of humans and animals and fruits and flowers and trees. And everything is very beautiful all the time, very sublime.
但是呢，我们在这个完美的这个灵性世界里面这个地方有各种各样的生活方式，有各种各样的生物体，有人，有动物，有鸟，还有还有这个美丽的这个树木和花朵，那所以这样一个美妙的地方，谁不想去呢
？And there's no envy. Everybody loves. Everybody loves everybody else.
那么在这个地方呢，没有嫉妒，所有的人呢都相互之间的彼此相亲相爱。
So this is a more desirable place to go, and to go there, we don't need billions of dollars worth of machinery and technology. All you have to do is chant Hare Krishna.
对，这是一个更令人向往的地方，是一个我们更想去的地方。而且在这个地方呢，我们是不需要花上这个成千上万的资金，然后打造出一个机器把我们带到那儿去的。我们只需要唱诵 Hare Krishna 的圣名，我们就可以去到那里。
And we have to have the desire to go.
We have to have the desire.
The desire.
Yeah, 但是呢，我们必须要想去到那里的愿望。
Because according to our desire, that's where we're going to end up.
因为呢，根据我们的愿望，我们最终才有可能去到那个目的地。
So, you know, Krishna is also very kind that he has his came to earth and his transcendental abodes exist. So we have Vrindavan, Mayapur.
而且呢 ，Krishna 呢，他也非常的仁慈，他把他的超人的这些居所呢，全部都显现了。比如说呢，有 Vrindavan， 还有 Mayapur。
So in our neophyte stage, we can want to go there. We may not really understand about Goloka Vrindavan or something, but we know about Mayapur, we know about Vrindavan, we can want to go there.
所以说在我们初期阶段的时候呢，我们可能会有一种愿望，就是想要去到文达文和去到Mayapur。那么虽然我们在我们内心之中，其实我们并不知道Goloka文达文到底是一个什么样的地方，但是呢我们知道有 Mayapur 有文达文这样的地方，所以呢我们就想去看看。
And by the influence of that environment there, we can get more connected to the spiritual world. And it's none different actually.
所以呢，通过那个地方对我们的这个影响呢，使我们呢就更有这个和灵性世界之间的这种连接。那么就是这些地方呢和真正的灵性世界之间其实没有任何的区别。
But wherever we are, we want to associate with devotees, sangha. That means chanting the holy name, talking about Krishna, making plans how to serve Krishna.
但是无论我们到哪儿，我们都始终想要和奉献者联谊，我们都会想要这种萨度桑嘎。那也就意味着呢，我们总是要去唱诵圣名，总是要和奉献者们来讨论着关于 Krishna 的话题，并且呢，总是在讨论着我们如何能够去更好的服务 Krishna。
Somebody's making plans how to cook for Krishna. Someone's making plans how to, you know, have a festival. Someone's making plans.How to make a class or distribute a book. Everybody's thinking how to serve Krishna.
那比如说有人在想着如何去为 Krishna 做更好的餐食，有人在想着呢如何去派书，那么有人呢在想着如何能够安排一场这个更好的课程，然后呢所有的这一切呢全部都是以这个为服务 Krishna 为核心的。
So many unlimited ways anybody can serve Krishna.
那么有很多的无限的方式使每一个人都能够去服务 Krishna.
Just by chanting the holy name is great service to Krishna.
比如说是念诵 Hare Krishna 的名字就已经是对 Krishna 的一个很了不起的服务了。
And asking others to chant is more better.
但是如果是能够让别人来一起念诵的话呢，那就更好。
Reading the Bhagavad Gita is great service, but telling other people about the Bhagavad Gita, that especially Krishna likes it.
去阅读国家梵歌就是一个很了不起的服务。但是呢，如果要是能够去和别人一起来阅读，能够使别人也能够去阅读国家梵歌里面的信息的话，那么就会更加的使 Krishna 欢喜。
Well, Lord Chaitanya has kindly given us this.Very sublime method of Sankirtan.
Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就非常的仁慈的把这个非常崇高的这个 Sankirtan 的方式给了我们。
Sankirtan means chanting the holy name or reading Bhagavad Gita, reading Srimad Bhagavatam. It's all Kirtan.
那么 Kirtan 的意思呢，也就是去阅读念佛教瓦坛，或者是Krishna 的名字。那么这些呢，都被称为是 Kirtan。
So now, by the grace of, you know, the internet, we can sit in one place and reach out to thousands of people, sometimes millions.
现在呢，一切呢都拜互联网所赐，使得我们只要住在一个地方呢，就可以和成千上万的，说更多的人取得连接。
But the devotees, maybe some nonsense thing on the internet, millions of people watch it. But devotees, not so many, but it doesn't matter because if one devotee is so much effect. One person chanting Hare Krishna is so powerful to counteract millions of nonsense television shows or whatever else is being broadcast all over the world.
那么现在呢，在这个网络上，在这个电视上呢，我们会播放很多乱七八糟的东西。那么这些乱七八糟的东西呢，会使成千万上万的人都在观看，都在追随。但是呢，我们奉献者的这个讲课呀，或者是奉献者所播放的这些节目啊，并没有吸引那么多的人。但是呢，没有关系，因为只是这个奉献者他的这个唱诵，他并能够抵消掉由这个电视和互联网所播放发到了很多的节目放的业了。
So we should be thanking Srila Prabhupada and all the acharyas for this special mercy.
所以说呢
，even we don't deserve it, but they're giving it anyway.
那么所以说呢，我们就因为得了这个特别的仁慈，而要很好的去感谢Srila Prabhupada以及所有的这些acharyas们。虽然说我们并不资格得到这个仁慈，但是呢，他们却把这个仁慈给了我们。
It's called causeless mercy. We haven't done any particular thing to deserve such mercy, but still, we're getting unlimited mercy, the topmost.
这个呢，被称为叫无缘的仁慈。虽然说我们什么也没有做，我们根本就没有做任何的事情去赢得这些仁慈，但是呢。他们却把这个最崇高的仁慈给了我们，最高的仁慈给了我们。
So, thank you. Very nice translating. And let's see if anybody has any comments. They have something they heard they thought was wonderful, or they have something they don't understand.
对。
Let's talk about it.
对。那么二十线就问呢，就是咱们听课的这些奉献者有没有任何的问题，或者说有没有什么对于今天听到的这个信息有任何的这个想法，然后我们可以讨论一下，或者是有问题没有理解的话，也可以问一下。Hare Krishna, Maharaj, here's a question from from Free and Easy Mataji, 顶拜老师和翻译，感恩您的精彩讲解。对祖先亲属有些疑惑，我们的祖先应该有很多，只是物质是我的祖先，难道这边都只想一个地方接着亲属吗？这个祖先不也是灵吗？应该是有回归守神的吧，也有一个星球的吧。那么的这个星宿是地方呢？来一个解答 ，Krishna。Hare Krishna Maharaj, this question is from Free and Easy Mataji. Please accept my best wishes to you. Thank you very much for your beautiful lecture. I have a little doubt about the planets, the ancestors. Because they're supposed to have a lot of ancestors, and also.And also, only the pure body, the person is over us. So, is that true that all of the spirits want to go to one ancestor?
Sorry, you have to talk slower because somehow the connection went bad and it wasn't clear.
Okay. Basically, she is asking that what exactly is the planet of the ancestors? Because...Everyone has their own ancestors. All of our ancestors are different. And also, the ancestors to us actually is really the link of that material body. So I wonder if the ancestors themselves actually also the souls And he also probably has the desire to go back to the Godhead. And maybe there are also some other planets to go. So I just want to know exactly what is the place for the ancestors.
Well, Kshetriloka, somehow or other, is a place where someone can be with their ancestors because there's so much attached.
那么这个 Kshetriloka, 那么就是这个祖先的星宿, 那么就是有很多的就是崇拜祖先的人呢, 他们都可以去到这里, 那么因为他去到这里的原因呢, 是因为他对这个祖先呢, 有太多的依附。
So, don't ask me exactly how it works, because, you know, but somehow or other, they can be together again and enjoying like they did before. But it's a material place, it's not, you know, not, but many people, that's what they want. They're just thinking, oh, I love my art. Like there's an example in the Bhagavatam of King Pulu Rabba.
那么就是首先呢，你不要问我，就是这个地方他们到底怎么去运作的，因为我也不是特别清楚。但是呢，无论如何呢，就是由于大家对这个亲人特别的依附，所以以至于呢，他去到了这个 Kshetriloka 这个先的这个星宿以后呢，就可以使他和他之前的这些家人们重逢，并且在那儿呢继续着他们的活动。但是这个地方呢，它是一个物质的地方，它并不是一个灵性的地方。
那么在圣典博加瓦卡里面呢，就有一个故事。Sorry, Maharaj, what's the name of that king?
Pulu Rabba.
Pulu Rabba.
He had somehow become married to Urvasi, the most beautiful woman from Indra's planet.
那么这个 Pulu Rabba 呢，他不知怎么的呢，他就娶了在从 Indra Loka 下的一位非常美丽的女子，叫 Pulu Rabba。
And somehow she left him.
但是呢，不知怎么样呢，这个女子呢就离开了他。
You know, things are temporary.
因为一切这些事情，它都是短暂而临时的。
So he was in such a yoga. So it said he did the first yogas to try to go to the planet where she was.
嗯，那那。
He left her again after death.
OK， 那么因为这个国王呢，就特别依附于他的这个妻子，所以说呢，他就做了一些这个祭祀，然后使得呢，他在离开了这个躯体以后呢，他就去到了乌尔拉瓦所在的那个星球。Now
he was fortunate because he realized that this was very, very foolish, and he finally surrendered to Krishna.
但是呢，他非常的幸运，因为他意识到他的这个做法呢，其实是非常的愚蠢的，所以他最后呢，最终还是臣服了 Krishna.
So there's even one religion very popular in the world, where that's their goal, is you can go and be with your family in the next life in some kind of heavenly situation.
那这个在一个就是。 从这个宗教的角度上来讲呢，那么这个在我们这个这个世界也是一个非常的流行的一种方式。也就是说呢，你可以去崇拜祖先，然后呢，在你这个离世之后呢，你就可以再和你之前的这些家人再重逢。I
have no idea how it all works out with the old people or the sick people or the babies, you know, but somehow or other, whatever the ideal time that you love your family, Krishna can make any kind of arrangement.
但是呢，我不知道就这个事情到底是怎么细致的去运作起来的。比如说，因为这里面有婴儿啊，还有家人啊，还有就是有病人呐、啊，就是大家的出的这种状况都是各种各样不一样的。但是呢，无论如何 ，Krishna 他可以根据这个个人的这个愿望，最后呢，还是能够让非常想要去见家人的能够再次重逢。
And I don't know what happens if the ancestors are in the hellish planets.
Go there.
But, you know, not really necessary us trying to figure this out. It's like trying to think about building a rocket ship to go to the moon. You can't stay on the moon. You can't stay in any, even if you go to a heavenly planet in the real way, and you get, you know, you become a, get a body suitable and everything, you can't stay there. We should be thinking how I can get to the Goloka and be with the devotees.
但是呢，我们需要花时间和精力去考虑，我们到底怎么能够去到这个祖先的这个星球去？因为呢，这个地方它是短暂的，它是临时的。那么就好像我们也不需要去考虑如何去造一个这个登月火箭，然后呢到这个月球一样，因为我们就是去到了就是这个地方呢，它是这种物质，就是去到这个祖先的这个星球，它是一种物质的这种状况。因为就即便是去到那儿，还是不会在那长期的这个停留的。所以我们需要想的是，我们应该如何去到陀罗卡，我们如何去和奉献者们在一起。
This is just more examples of, you know, there's unlimited variety in the material world, and but the spiritual is much more unlimited variety.
比如说呢，还有那么更多的这个例子里面就讲到了，在这个物质世界里面呢是各种各样的不同变化，但是呢在灵性世界的变化呢就更加的丰富。
Otherwise, even in the heavenly planets, there's still envy and lust and anger. Not as bad as here, but in this, in the Goloka, in the spiritual world, there's only love.
而且就在天堂星宿呢，它其实还是有愤怒、有嫉妒、有色欲的。虽然说没有像我们在这个物质世界里面，就是在这个地球星球里面所有的那么多，但是依然还是有。但是在Goloka，在灵性世界里面呢，就没有这些，它有的只是爱。
Okay.
Thank
you.
Thank you. 那么 then the next question is from Krishna Prabhu. 感恩 Guru Maharaj 的精彩正在的讲课。请问假如我这个辈子没有得到启迪，也没有机会去朝圣，如果认真修行，能够集着奉献者 Guru 和施瓦卡乌卡的仁慈到达灵性世界吗？Thank you very much, Maharaj, for a beautiful and full of devotional lecture. So my question is that if I haven't got the opportunity to have the initiation, or I haven't got the chance to do the pilgrimage in the Holy Ground, but I'm very sincerely to practice, do you think it's likely for me to reach the spiritual world through the mercy of the Guru and Srila Prabhupada and devotee?
Of course, according to the scripture, yes. If you practice nicely, follow the principles, chant the holy name attentively and without offense, and try to do service, then Krishna take you.
当然了，根据这个经典里面所说的，就如果我们要是非常认真的修习，而且呢，我们要是仔细的去念诵，很好的去遵循我们的规范原则，然后呢，认真的去服务的话，那么 Krishna 他就会亲自的照顾，会很好的照顾。
Madhvakti Majino Yajino Pima, my devotees come to me. Krishna.
那么这个 Krishna 他亲自的承诺就是这样的奉献者会来到我身边。 So the next question.
Okay.
The next question is from Free and Easy again. 老师，那么我们怎么能够知道我们拿到的单程机票不会再堕落？因为我们都不知道从什么地方开始就堕落了。现在知道了主的这些信息，但是始终不能够被他的圣名所吸引。我们这么堕落，一直去了别的星球也都会堕落，为什么去了 Krishna 我们就不会再回来了呢？感恩您 Hare Krishna. So in that case, how can we know that the ticket we're holding is a one-way ticket? We won't get fallback attempt. Because we have no idea One is time for us to fall back. However, right now we have to get to know the permission from the Lord. But we were not able to attract it by His holy name. We are so simple. Even if we went to the other planets, we will fall back. But how can we guarantee that if we want to Krishna Loka, we won't fall back? Thank you very much, Hare Krishna.
Because Krishna says that.
因为这是 Krishna 的承诺, Krishna 说的。
Of course, the free will, there's always a chance, but Prabhupada said, someone who has already left.
Sorry, someone is already what?
For us who, we've fallen already, when we get back, we're not going to think, well, actually, let me go back again to the material world.
Okay. 那么就是我们每个人都有这个自由意志。那么当然了，就是这个自由意志的这种趋势，人都还是有这种可能还是再回来的。但是呢，就是话说，那我都已经来过了，要是再回去的话，我们会在想着，那我再回去，会在想着这件事。But
Krishna is very kind, and we always have free will. We can choose.
但是,
but once we've got back to the spiritual world, we'll want to stay there.
但是Sri Krishna他是非常的仁慈的，因为他总是会给我们一个让我们可以去选择的自由意志。但是呢，他又等到只要我们回去了，我们就不会再想再回来。Don't
worry, and you won't. Remember the material world at all.
不用担心，因为呢，你根本就想不起来物质世界这个地方了。You'll
be just totally in ecstasy with Krishna.
因为呢，你会完全的 和 Krishna 沉醉于极乐之中。 The next one is still from her, Sri Easy Mataji, 感恩老师精彩的故事。那也就是说，不管是拜什么星宿，其实都是内心的一种依附，不管是曼神人还是真的还是鬼魂，我们要培养的是 Krishna 对 Krishna 的灵性的依附，对吗？感恩您 ，Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for the excellent explanation. So means the doesn't matter which planets we worship, means that that is the attachment from us. Doesn't matter we worship the demigod, or we worship a sensor, or we worship the both, all of those kind of material attachment. But the thing we really need to cultivate is the attachment to Lord Krishna, and we need to come with that of a spiritual attachment. Is that right?
Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
That is the, the process.
那么那个就是那个程序。
That's why we need to hear about the Goloka, and the devotees think of the heavenly planets like hell. They only want the spiritual world. They only want to serve Krishna. Even if we don't feel that way, we should be praying, I want to feel that way.
所以呢，我们一直呢就要去冥想着格洛卡，冥想着灵性世界。那么作为奉献者来讲呢，他认为这个天堂星宿只不过是一种地狱而已。那么他脑子里面想的就仅仅只是
When will that day be mine when I don't have any more offenses and my taste for the holy name is increasing and I'll be able to chant all the time?
那么什么时候到那一天我才能够
Sorry, Maharaj, could you say it again? This is a prayer by Bhakti Vinod. Sadhi Namar, Aparada Guchi, Shudaname Ruchi, Kripa Bolo Habe. Vidoye Sancha. When will that day be mine? You know, when will I, my offenses will be going down and I'll get a more case for chanting. Mm-hmm. And I can just surrender to Krishna and just chant all the time.
就是刚才姑念的这首诗呢，是由Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur他的一个祈祷，就是说，我什么时候才能够对圣名有更多的依附？我什么时候才能够不这么堕落？我什么时候才能够去到Krishna的身边呢？
Okay.
Yeah.
So Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Rama. You know, we have so many desires. So we need to change our desire to from material to spiritual. It's like we change when we offer the bhoga to Krishna, the material thing becomes spiritual.
那所以说呢，我们就要把我们的这个愿望呢，从物质的转为成灵性的。 比如说当我们把这个食物供奉给 Krishna 的时候，这就把这个活动给灵性化了。
Okay.
Yes, Maharaj.
Thank you all very much.
非常感谢大家。
Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai.
And
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Just a minute.
Yeah.
Okay. All glory to the Son of the Bhoti. All right. Two devotees from China are coming here to Bali.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. Happy birthday. Today is your Papuja.
Okay. You can come also.
Thank you so much.
You'll put it on the Facebook or something. Okay?
Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Nitai Gaur Hare Hare Bol.
Hare Hare Bol. 好，外昆塔之音服务员也聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，我们今天早课呢就到此结束了，非常感谢Kavichandra Maharaj 为我们的精彩的早课的讲述，也非常感谢所有的奉献者的聆听，谢谢 Sati Mata 姐。那么这里面有一个这个通知，就是 Kavichandra Maharaj 的 Vyasa Puja 的显现日是 7号， 也就是后天，所以呢我们在这里面先提前祝咕噜生日快乐。 非常感恩咕噜所赐予我们的所有的这些恩赐，阿里布什纳，大家在灵性中度过非常美妙的周五。